Welcome to Pilates Elephants. I'm Raphael Bender. And today I want to talk about something that is a new area of learning for me, and hopefully you'll find it interesting. And that is the question, does prolonged sitting cause hamstring tightness? Now, maybe, dear listener, you're well ahead of me on this and you're thinking like, well, duh, of course it does. But I've been told this a lot of times and I wondered if it was true. And so I popped up onto Google Scholar, scholar.google.com, which is the academic search engine of Google, where you can search for research papers by scientists. And I typed in, all in title, sitting, hamstring or hip flexibility or length or stiffness, and then hit return, and what came up. So firstly, there are a bunch of studies on this, and the first thing I learned is people are really interested in this topic in India and Pakistan, because I think every single study I found was from either India or Pakistan. At least the majority of them were. And the second thing that I found that surprised me is there was actually no systematic review on this topic that I was able to find. And I did spend quite a while looking for a systematic review or meta-analysis. So this is a non-systematic review. So this is me just sort of sampling the literature that I was able to find in a kind of 1 hour Google Scholar search, which could easily be a non-representative sample of the literature, but that's what I was able to come up with. There's no systematic reviews that I was able to find on this topic. And what I did find kind of surprised me. So I found 5 studies that looked at the correlation between hamstring flexibility and sitting hours, like average daily number of sitting hours, in various different populations, in physiotherapy students, in office workers. And all of them found a correlation, or an inverse correlation, in fact. So more daily sitting hours were associated with greater hamstring tightness. Now, like I said at the start, maybe you're sitting there thinking like, well, duh, you know, everyone knows that. Well, possibly, but there are lots of things that everyone knows that are not true. And there's lots of things that everyone knew in the past that were not true. So just because everyone knows it, dear listener, doesn't mean it's true. But in this case, it appears to be true that prolonged sitting and reduced physical activity can lead to, or at least are associated with, hamstring tightness, which is kind of interesting to me. These studies, some of them looked at total sitting hours, like, you know, on average, how many hours per day do you sit? And then they did a measure of hamstring flexibility. Most of them used the straight leg raise, where you lie on your back, or some version of that where maybe the 90-90 test, where you lie on your back, lift one leg, you know, hip at 90 degrees, knee at 90 degrees, and then try and straighten the knee, and they measure the angle at the knee. Some of them just did the straight leg raise. And what they found, every single study, they found that of the 5 that I was able to find, found that there's a correlation between number of sitting hours and hamstring tightness. More sitting hours equals more hamstring tightness. A few of them also looked at physical activity, and again, this is all by self-report. So, and self-report is notoriously, you know, relatively unreliable. People are notoriously not very good at remembering, you know, what they did in a day. But, like, for example, when we look at physical activity studies and we ask people by self-report, like, how much physical activity do you do? They tell a number. And then we measure their cardiorespiratory fitness by running them on a treadmill to exhaustion. And what we find is there's very little correlation between the number they tell us of, like, how many hours a week they spend running and their actual ability to run on a treadmill, which you would think that if they spend more hours per week running, they would be better at running. But so you know, take this with a little bit of a grain of salt. But, I, you know, to me, I think, like, well, in the absence of any other evidence, This seems to be a good default position. So, you know, as to go through a couple of these studies, one was from the Journal of Pharmaceutical Research International, correlation of hamstring flexibility with sitting hours and physical activity among physiotherapy students by Shukla and Patel from College of Physiotherapy, Sumandeep Vidyapeeth, an institution deemed to be University, Piparia, Wagodia, Vadodara, Gujarat, India. Sorry for massacring all of those place names. And they had 150 students who did a self-report of, you know, they just basically asked them, like, how many, on average, how many hours per day do you sit? And then they measured all of their hamstring length by doing this 90-90 test where they laid them down on their back, lifted the hip to 90 degrees, knee to 90 degrees, and then extended the knee and measured how far they could extend the knee. And they found, and I also asked them about physical activity, again, self-report, but they found a significant increase in tightness with more sitting and less physical activity. So there you go. And they had 150 students, which is a decent sample size. A study by Bukabash et al. From the Journal of Musculoskeletal Science Practice from 2020, they did a study on 98 participants where they looked at divided sitting hours into, you know, less than 4 hours per day sitting or more than 7 hours per day sitting, and the other was low to high physical activity. And so they allocated them to three groups according to how much hip extension they had, and they found that people who sat more and did less physical activity had less hip extension, about 6 degrees they found difference. And then another study by Fatima et al., they found in a study of 200 students that there was a statistically significant difference between the popliteal angle and the chair sitting hours, and an inverse correlation was found between straight leg raise angle and chair sitting hours. So straight leg raise angle is like how many degrees you can lift your leg with your knee straight. So that's essentially hamstring flexibility. And then finally, a study by Wibowo et al., the relationship between sitting duration, flexibility, hamstring muscle in employees at RSUD Nagimbang. And this was only a smaller study, had 32 participants, but they found, a highly significant correlation between sitting hours and hamstring tightness. And that was from 2023. So all taken with all, I'd say I'm surprised, but I'd say now my current position, which I would say I hold relatively tentatively, is that prolonged sitting probably does contribute to hamstring tightness, and that physical activity, on the other hand, contributes to having, you know, healthy range of hip motion. So there you have it, dear listener. Sitting seems to cause hamstring tightness and possibly hip flexor tightness. And there was another study I didn't quote here, but I did find, which also found a relationship between sitting hours and thoracic spine tightness, like, you know, reduced range of motion in people who sat in the thoracic, in people who sat more hours per day. So it does seem to be a thing. There you go. I learned something. I hope you learned something. Much love, and I'll see you in the next one. After two exercise science degrees and over a decade and a half of reading research daily, I've condensed all the current science on rehab into a program called the Clinical Exercise Specialist Rehabilitation. Inside the program, I'll teach you to do three things. One, deeply understand how the body works. 2, confidently and expertly rehab literally any client. And 3, get results for your clients. So ultimately, your clients tell their friends and you become known as the go-to expert in your area. This program is completely unlike any education you've done before, even if you've studied with us before, because of the way we've built the learning design. It's an online, flexible, skill-based learning program, which means you keep doing the skills under supervision until you're good at them. It's more of a mentorship model than a traditional course model. So rather than rushing through the content and having sort of one go at everything, you actually just practice live and we give you feedback and guidance and we dialogue and explore concepts together until you're highly skilled and confident. We just keep working the material until you get it. It's not rushed at all. It's not about ticking off the content. It's about engaging, practicing, and applying it until you own it. This is a life-changing program, not some weekend certification. I've put my heart and soul into building this, and I can't wait to share it with you and help you discover your genius for anatomy and rehab. Now, because of the highly interactive nature of this program, we're only taking on 12 students worldwide. The program starts on March the 1st, and the first 12 qualified people to apply will be allowed to enroll. So if you're interested in learning more, click the link in the show notes and download the course guide or go to breathe-education.com and click on the clinical certification menu in link in the top menu. That's breathe-education.com and click on the clinical certification link in the top menu.